city leaders staying out of national politics could help Jacksonville flourish. That's one of the tips for successful cities coming out of a recent summit in Georgia. Ennis Davis with Modern Cities tells us four others in this week's business brief.
So this presentation on various elements of a successful city was a part of the historic Macon Foundation's Revolving Fund Summit, which basically focuses on innovative tools and creative opportunities for community revitalization. This particular presentation was given by James Follows, former editor of the U.S. News and World Report, and he's a current editor for The Atlantic.
Okay. One of the tips James Follows gives is to avoid what he called the poison of national politics.
Yes, the idea is you don't want to have tribal politics affect what's happening at the local level. For example, Greenville, South Carolina, and Burlington, Vermont are on opposite sides of the spectrum when it comes to politics, but in terms of the development of a successful city, they're pretty similar.
So how do you ignore politics when you're trying to develop your city?
Well, that would take us to another key point, which would be knowing your civic story. So instead of focusing on politics, you're focusing more on understanding what your city was, where you are today, and having a coordinated vision and effort in what you want to become in the future. At this point, Jacksonville is still working to develop what it really wants to be and what it is today. Another opportunity would be to live the American dream, embrace the American dream, which is to be inclusive. You want everybody in your community to have the feeling they can achieve whatever goals they have dreamed.
That's a heavy lift.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And then last but not least was cities located near research universities have a tremendous advantage over cities that aren't. Basically, this advantage is similar to the waterfront of decades past. If you don't have a research university, you still have the opportunity to take advantage of creative state colleges. So for example, we have the Florida State College of Jacksonville, which is now investing in vacant buildings within the urban core to establish more of a traditional campus within the downtown area. That is a creative use by the educational system.
What's one final tip that applies most to Jacksonville?
The city has to have craft breweries, which is something that came up in the summit. And that one, I will say that Jacksonville is very well on its way.
Yeah, check that one off the list. That's Modern Cities co-founder Ennis Davis. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.